After school on a hot spring day, Roy is playing with his older brother, Dude. They're running around the playground at Earl Boyles Elementary School in East Portland. Their shirts are off and their long blonde hair flies behind them as they run.
They're just boys being boys together. It's mm-hmm. nice. It's really nice.
That's their mom, Deborah Rabideau. There's no mistaking their brothers, but they have their differences. For instance, 5-year-old Roy spends 3 hours a day at the new Earl Boyles preschool. There was no free preschool when Dude was 5.
I think there's a difference there for sure. In my opinion, it's pretty clear that Dude didn't have that preschool experience.
Rabideau sees what missing out on preschool means for her older son.
Partially because of his social skills and partially because of his interest in, you know, learning. And Roy is he's a social guy. At the same time, he's very independent, and he's very open to learning.
I mean, what you know from the research is that kids who are in high-quality preschool, particularly low-income kids, are far more likely to graduate from high school.
Swati Adarkar is with the Portland-based Children's Institute.
They're far more likely to go on to college. They're far more likely not to need special education as they go on in the elementary grades. These are all huge game changers.
Researchers say one thing preschool does is build a foundation for literacy. Oregon students who are strong readers by third grade graduate 77% of the time. If they're not, the Oregon grad rate is 53%. 5-year-old Roy sits on the preschool room carpet, drawing and spelling out the letters in snake. He picks up a yellow marker.
I'm going to color the snake in, but not the face.
And are you going to color him in yellow? You
too? Yellow is my favorite color.
Earl Boyles Elementary has 6 preschool sections. Kids listen to stories, play games, recite letters and numbers. They have music down the hall and spend a while on the playground. Teacher Katie Harrow says the preschoolers are constantly learning social skills.
To follow routines, to get along with other kids and solve social problems, I think, is the main one, because if you can't do that, you're not going to be able to sit down and write next to another child or interact with other kids.
Roy joins his classmate Jocelyn at a table. There's Play-Doh and plastic knives and rollers.
Could I play with that one?
We can pick one.
Around the corner from the preschool wing is a room dedicated to helping struggling readers. 2nd graders occupy every seat, including Roy's older brother, Dude. Reading specialist Teresa DeMars leans in to hear Dude's quiet voice as she shows him word flashcards.
Three.
Good.
Small.
Set.
Put. And.
If you look at how many kids need help with reading, it's clear preschool is making a difference. Lindsay DeFazio is a reading teacher who helps struggling readers.
Our 2nd grade classroom for intervention is completely full, and they're staying there. They're making slow but steady growth.
But it's a different story for Earl Boyle's kindergartners. Many of them were part of a preschool pilot last year.
Our kindergartners, because they've had those foundational skills presented, are picking them up much more rapidly.
And DeFazio's reading room, when it's kindergarten time, less than half full. Dude's brother Roy enters kindergarten next year, along with Earl Boyle's largest preschool class so far.
I'm Rob Manning reporting.